This is the son of PCJ.
PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome everyone to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. We have a fun show for you today. We also have some extremely positive news that we'll tell you about a little later on in the show. It's a bit of a surprise. Now, for those of you who've already heard this week's Media Network Plus, it's not going to be a surprise to you, but maybe, perhaps, I think many of you probably haven't heard of the show yet. So, we're going to be telling you about something really interesting, and it's good news. It really is good news. We've heard so much bad news about international broadcasting over the last few years, but this really is good news. So I think you'll enjoy it. We have this, of course, your letters and some wonderful music, so do sit back and enjoy. I thought we'd begin today by playing a track called Telstar. It was composed by legendary British entrepreneur, music entrepreneur and producer, Joe Meek. And this was a song that he, an instrumental track that is, that he composed for a group of his called The Tornadoes. And this was a major, major international hit. It's called Telstar because it's named after one of the first ever satellites that was broadcast into outer space, or broadcast from outer space back down to Earth. Blasted into outer space, I think, is the more correct word. Here's The Tornadoes and Telstar.
Thank you.
absolutely fantastic, The Tornadoes, with Telstar beginning today's program. Well, let's now turn over to this week's mailbag. Someone commented to me recently, they said, you know, you have a horse that delivers the mail. What about using a carrier pigeon? And my response to them was, well, we can use a carrier pigeon, except it would be rather messy, actually. It would be extremely messy. And anybody who lives in a city where there's many, many pigeons, you will understand what I mean by that. I don't have to get into all the gory details. Time now to say hello to Mafazur Ram in Bangladesh. A happy hello to you. Also to Munditsugu Matsushita in Japan. Hello to you. Hello to our good friend E.P. Birajesh. And I know I'm not pronouncing that name correctly. But you work as a clerk in the Keral Water Authority for the local government. And you actually sent something that I found quite interesting. You sent along a couple of pictures. You said, my radio receiver setup. Now, I'm mentioning this on air just to show you that we actually do go through all the ones that we have. And you have an antenna tuner with a 100-foot wire antenna. You seem to have quite a few modified things here. And I'm wondering, maybe we should hire you to modify some of our equipment. Make it more than what it is. Make it more than what it is. Also, the kind of antenna with a picture of the kind of antenna that he has, which is quite amazing when I think about it. It looks like a really nice area. I love those trees. In parts of Taiwan, by the way, we actually have a similar type of trees. And also the software that you're using, which is a freeware, called DX Info, the Radio Explorer. And this is a software actually that I'm familiar with. I haven't installed it myself yet, but I hope to do that one day. Hello next to Mr. Mutsunori Kawanzoe in Japan and Mukesh Kumar Gola, who lives in India. And he's also a amateur radio operator with the name Victor Umbrella 2 Mike Charlie Walter. So if there's any of you out right now who are amateur radio operators, say hello to VU2MCW and tell him you heard us mention him on this program. Well, thank you very much. Oh, I forgot. I did. Yes, no, I did, didn't I? Have one here, actually, that came from the United States, from Ohio, from Mentor, Ohio, from Lee Sylvie. And he was one of the few people that actually managed, maybe I should rephrase that, he is the only person who's written us for a couple of test transmissions that we did through WINB on October the 18th on a frequency of 9265 kilohertz. Well, it's nice to know that one of you actually picked up that broadcast. I say that because for those who've been following me on Facebook, you know that we had some, oh, I'll be nice, some nightmarish issues with that, which is the reason why we only did two. Initially, it was actually, we were supposed to do it for a couple of, well, more than 2 weeks, but they didn't work out as I thought they would have. So we sort of put an end to it. But anyway, thank you very much for your nice letter and also the postcard that you included inside, which is the beautiful night skyline of Columbus reflecting in the Scotia River. Very nice indeed, actually. We've put it up on the wall. And I realized that you did something to the postcard because of the size of the envelope, and you actually cut a little piece off. Oh, I am so upset. You're shortchanging me on the postcard. No, of course, I'm just kidding about that. Anyway, thank you to all of you that we mentioned, and of course, all of you that we didn't mention. If you want to get in touch with us, there's a number of ways to do so. Our email, of course, is always the quickest way, and the email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's the A with a little circle around it, pcjmedia.com. You can also write us via snail mail. And of course, if you write us via snail mail, you get the printed version of our QSL verification. And the address is PCJ Radio International, 8th floor. 8th floor. I don't have to tell you what 8 is. You know, if you don't, we'll really. 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Sanmin Road, which is S-A-N-M-I-N, Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O. And just to clarify, it's okay if you put Banqiao first and New Taipei City second. It doesn't really matter. Taiwan, 22070, which is the zip code, and then ROC. Once again, PCJ Radio International, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City, Banqiao, Taiwan, 22070, ROC. Yes, ROC. As you probably realize today, I'm sounding, I don't know how much you hear of it, but at this end, where I'm speaking to you right now, I am hearing my voice quite differently, only because our temperatures have been up, they've been down, it's been hot, it's been cold, it's been rainy, and I was using my voice so much today before recording the show that my voice, I don't know, it sounds different. It sounds different. It sounds deeper. Yes. Do you have a cold? Take this cough medicine, it'll cure you. That's how I feel. I feel like I really should be doing cough medicine commercials right now. Anyway, time for more music. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the slogan contest, and I'll be reading some of the most recent ones that we have received. We're now going to take a listen to Irene Cara from the soundtrack to the movie Flashdance with What a Feeling, here on your Sunday show of Smiles Across the Miles. Happy Station.
But a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride in a world made of steel.
Irene Carr, and What a Feeling, here on your program, Happy Station. All right, now, as you know, we have a slogan contest that we've been running for a little bit. And basically how it works is because, well, right now we don't have a slogan for PCJ, so we've decided to open it up to you. That's right, you, right now listening to the program, to come up with a slogan. Now, how this is being done is you send in your ideas. Then we will narrow them down, and then we will have you, the audience, vote on which one is your favorite. And then, of course, we'll use it in our programs. The winner of the slogan that is chosen will be receiving a Texan S2000 receiver. A Texan S2000 receiver. Now, just to go through some of the ones that have come in, we have one here, which I actually kind of like. It's called PCJ Radio International, Happiness Revived. PCJ Radio International, Shortwave Refurbished. It sounds like, you know, we're broken or something, and the guy says, yeah, we'll send you back to the factory, and you can refurbish them, and then we'll resell it, you know. So, yes, we're broken, and we're being refurbished. And I have some others right here, which I don't know what I did. I put them into a pile, and for some reason, now, I just can't find them anymore. Oh, no, here they are. Studio's quite a bit of a mess right now. Stuff is piled all over the place. PCJ Radio International, the choice of global listeners. They all begin with PCJ Radio International, so I'm not going to read that part of it because that's just a little bit too redundant. We have more listening, more enjoyment. Makes your listening continues. The choice of good listeners, and you are very good listeners. The Sound of the World from Taiwan. You ever listen? It never fails. Well, depends. Since you're talking about us being refurbished, we might just break down in 3 months after it's out of warranty. Make the world unite through broadcast. Makes your time worthwhile. And listen. Let's together to listen. Yes. Well, thank you for all of these. And of course, I'm not going to tell you who they're from yet, because we've been reading them out sort of anonymously. Yes, anonymously. We don't know. We got too much information at the moment. Yes. We will be announcing, of course, the top ones, which then will have a link at the PCJ website, which you, the listener, will be able to go and vote on. Now, if you have any ideas for a slogan for us to use on air, here's our email address. slogan@pcjmedia.com. That's slogan@pcjmedia.com. So, do send them right away. All right, time for more music. When we come back, we're going to have some really good news about shortwave international broadcasting. And as you're probably aware, for the past few years, it's been doom and gloom and everything else. But now, something that we can say, yee-hee. Well, that's me saying yee-hee. You might go, whoopee, or ooh, you know. Don't ask. Don't ask, and I'm not going to tell you why I'm going, wee-hee. Shortwave, yes, okay. Anyway, see, I'm getting carried away today. My excuse is, it's for the medicine that I'm taking for my voice today, and I'll stick to that. We're going to have some music right now. Here is the incredible Asha Bolse from the movie Caravan with Pia Tu Ab Tu. Thank you.
Rico!
वो आ गया, देखो देखो वो आ गया।
Now, let's talk about some good news. Yes, some really good news. There is a place in the United States, in the U.S. state of Florida, called Okeechobee. Now, I'm sure that many of you are familiar with that name, because that is the site of the transmitting station for WYFR, otherwise known as Family Radio. Well, they ceased all shortwave transmissions on the 30th of June this year. And that was it. Gone. So long, farewell, adios. Like a lot of other transmitting stations, for example, the one in Sackville, Canada, that from Radio Canada International, and the one in Costa Rica from Radio Exterior de España. So, yes, they closed. Well, guess what? The station in Okeechobee, Florida, is going to be renamed WRMI. Yes, they're changing their call sign to WRMI, that's Radio Miami International. And their first transmission date from the news site for WRMI will be December 1st, 2013. Now, Radio Miami International, it's closing down the site that they're currently using with their one transmitter and their two antennas. Only one antenna is working. The other one is, you know, sometimes yes, sometimes no. So they're moving everything to this new station, which includes 12 100 kilowatt transmitters and one 50 kilowatt transmitter with something like 22, 23 different antennas that can reach many parts of the world. It, in fact, is one of the largest shortwave operations in the Western Hemisphere now. So to find out a little bit more about what's all going on here, guess who we have on the line? Our good friend, Jeff White. Jeff, I'm going to hand the microphone over to you, as they say. Tell us some good news, my friend.
Hi, Keith. Well, I am glad to be able to bring you some good news.
It is quite funny because usually, people have said to me, they said every time you talk about shortwave or have a guest on, it's all doom and gloom. But this is actually rather good news. So I'm going to hand it over to you now, and I'll do a little bit of a drum roll. Dum da da dum.
Well, to make a very long story short, the unexpected has happened, the unplanned has happened, and I'm still finding it a little hard to believe myself. But it was suggested to me by a few people when WIFR went off the air at the end of June, that because of our proximity here, that Radio Miami ought to consider taking it over. And my wife jokingly said, well, if we win the lottery, maybe we could. But that didn't happen. But in a way, I guess we did, because we had some tremendous help from Dan Elier, who was WIFR station manager from the time it was built until the time it went off the air. Who was my predecessor as secretary treasurer of the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters here. He put us in touch with the family radio people in California. And, there were an awful lot of obstacles that had to be overcome and things that I in the beginning thought could not be overcome. But one obstacle after another just kept falling away and everything started falling into place. And here we are. After just several weeks of negotiations, I guess, but it looks like it's happening on December 1st. We're going to be shutting down WRMI in Miami, the transmitter site. That is, we'll keep our office in Miami, and that will be the last day of transmissions. Should be November 30th, and then the next day, December 1st, we'll be moving those transmissions to the WYFR site in Okeechobee.
So Jeff, I mean, you're going to be going from one 50 kilowatt transmitter to much higher power transmitters then.
Yes, there are currently 13 100 kilowatt transmitters in Okeechobee and one 50 kilowatt transmitter. And we're going from one antenna, one and a half, it's sort of been working sometimes, to 23 antennas. Going in all directions in a circle around the globe, around the transmitter building there. So it's an incredible change.
So the frequency that you're currently using, 9955, will that still be in use, or will you also now have the option, more options of using different frequencies?
Yes, we will continue our... Most all of the programming that is currently on 9955 kilohertz will continue on 9955 kilohertz, but instead of coming from Miami, it will come from Okeechobee. However, we are also making the site available to other international broadcasters who are interested in using the facility. We certainly can't occupy 13 transmitters 24 hours a day, so... There are, I can mention, for example, Pan American Broadcasting from California is going to be transmitting its Radio Africa programming from Okeechobee for, I believe, 9 hours a day, in addition to Radio Miami. And we're working on several other contracts with other organizations that seem to be interested in using Okeechobee as well.
So let me ask you.
And of course, those will be on other frequencies.
Right. Now, this transmitter site, it's been around for a number of years. What kind of transmitters are there, and have they been well maintained?
They've been impeccably maintained. They are, some of them, quite old. Going back to, I think, even one or two of them may have come from the original site in Scituate, Massachusetts, and been moved down there. Some of them are quite a bit newer, from the 1980s, but they've been impeccably maintained by engineers I have found that really know what they're doing, and have cared for this site very, very well over the years. Some of them have been there for, 28, 30 years or more, and so they know this place inside and out. Everything is in really good shape, and it has its age. But it's all in working order. And in fact, up until June 30th, it was working.
Well, age doesn't mean anything. The BBC Far East relay station in Singapore, which was built in the 60s, is still cranking out every day programs from BBC and other broadcasters, just as it did when it first went on the air. So let me ask you then, with this site at Okeechobee, if you compare it, let's say, to other shortwave transmitter sites in the United States, is it one of the largest?
Well, I think it is. I was told that it was the largest in the United States in terms of number of transmitters and antennas. 13 transmitters and 23 antennas. There's at least one other site I can think of that has more power, and that would be WEWN in Alabama, because I believe they have 400 or 500 kilowatt transmitters, and probably a large number of antennas as well. I'm not sure the exact number, but they probably have more power than Okeechobee does, but they don't have as many transmitters. The only other one that I think would come close would be VOA or IBB in Greenville, North Carolina, which I believe still doesn't have quite as many transmitters and antennas overall as Okeechobee. And could be mistaken on that, but in any case, it's big.
Jeff, thank you very much for talking to us today. It's really nice to hear some good news, actually, for a change coming from your part of the world.
Well, thank you, Keith, and we're glad to be able to bring it to you.
Now, in case you missed some of that conversation that Jeff and I were having and you want to hear it again, go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and click on this week's edition of Media Network Plus, dated November the 9th, because we also use it in that show as well. All right, now time for more music. We're going to listen to a singer from Cuba. She's known as the Queen of Cuban Music, Celia Cruz, con una canción que se llama Ay, mi Cuba, or Ay, my Cuba.
Tú verás que tiro un tiro, si hay... yo lo tiro de manera, siempre con gran expresión, me sale del corazón cuando yo veo mi bandera.
¡Ay, mi Cuba! ¡Ay, mi Cuba! ¡Ay, mi Cuba! ¡Como yo quiero a mi Cuba!
Esa bandera que aquí, hermano mío, tú añoras, no la cambiaron ahora por otra que no es de allí. Por eso es que canto así para todos mis hermanos, que aquel machete en la mano que un día improvisó More debe empuñarse tal vez como se hizo en otra era, pa' que esa linda bandera vuelva a ser nuestra otra vez.
The wonderful Celia Cruz with I, Mi Cuba here on the program. Now, there's one listener who is tuning in right now by the name of, and let me put, I'm so disorganized today. I am completely 100% disorganized today. His name is Sonny Petrujic. Sonny Petrujic. And he listens to the show all the way in Canada. And he was saying that, you know, sometimes he'd like to hear some classical on the show. He's a fan of jazz for the asking. But he'd like to hear some classical music. Well, we're going to sort of do two things at one time right now. There's a fantastic jazz pianist from France by the name of Jacques Lussier, who has made a name for himself doing jazz arrangements of compositions by Johann Sebastian Bach. This goes back to the 1950s, and he's still performing today. So we're going to listen to one of the most famous compositions of all time by Johann Sebastian Bach, called Toccata in Fugue in D Minor, which was written for organ, but performed in a jazz arrangement. So going out to you today, here's Jacques Lussier and his trio. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Jacques Lussière and his trio, playing the composition by Johann Sebastian Bach, Toccata and Fugue in D minor. I'm kind of wondering maybe if I should make it more dignified. Yeah, so maybe do a retake on that.
That was Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor, performed by Jacques Lussière and his trio. Fantastic composition. I hope you will all enjoy it. Yes.
Or maybe I should... Imagine you take a guy who doesn't, you know, who works in hard rock radio, and you put him in the classical radio. What'll be like? Yeah, sure. Here's Bach. This guy's really cool. Yeah, I don't know. I can't keep that up for that too long. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for on this week's edition of the program. So until next time, friends. Before we end off, oh by the way, yes, our last piece today is Marty Robbins and the Hanging Tree, that also features Ray Conniff. So until next time, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
I came to town to search for gold, and I brought with me a memory, and I seem to hear the nightingale cry, go hang your dreams on the hanging tree, your dreams of love that could never be. Hang your faded dreams on the hanging tree. I searched for gold, and I found my gold, and I found a girl who loved just me, and I wished that I could love her too, but I'd left my heart on the hanging tree, I'd left my heart with a memory, and a faded dream on the hanging tree. Now there were men who craved my gold and meant to take my gold from me. When a man is gone, he needs no gold. So they carried me to the hanging tree to join my dreams and a memory. Yes, they carried me to the hanging tree. Really live, you must almost die, and it happened just that way with me. They took the gold and set me free, and I walked away from the hanging tree. I walked away from the hanging tree, and my own true love, she walked with me. That's when I knew that the hanging tree was a tree of life, new life for me. A tree of a hope, new hope for me. A tree of love, new love for me. The hanging tree.